So as it relates to raid, just to go back to yesterday's raid and really speak out, Be'inyin psul cholol v'chalala, part two. So yesterday, we did a deep dive, foundational raid, foundational lumdis, in terms of understanding a little bit better the nature of the psul cholol and the nature of the psul chalala. So first, let's just redefine. What is a cholol and what is a chalala? A cholol is a child that's born to a father that's a kohen and to a mother that the kohen was not allowed to marry. So a kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha, a zayna, a chalala, a kohen gadol's not allowed to marry an amana. In the event that they had a baby boy, that child is going to be a chalal. What's a chalala? A chalala can happen and come about in one of two ways. Either that same kohen married the grusha, the chalala, the zayna, the kohen gadol married the amana and gave birth not to a boy, to a girl. She'll be the female version. She's going to be the chalala. Another way that a woman could become a chalala is in the event that a woman is nivala to a kohen, where it was in a surebiya. So a grusha, for example, was nivala to a kohen. This grusha now is going to be considered a chalala. We mentioned that the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Yutes Hilchas Yisurebiya and in Perek Zayin Hilchas Trumas is that a cholol is harehu kizar. He's like kizar. And it's bein lekula, it's bein lechumra. It's lekula, a cholol is the lad be metam lemesim, he's a ladder marry a grusha, it's also lechumra, he's not allowed to truma, he's not allowed to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, but a cholol is like a zar. L'shoinoi hazav shal haRambam. We also mentioned that the makar to this Rambam are Gemaras and Shas. Most notably, the Lashon HaGemara Masechtas Yevamos Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, as it relates to the chalala, lav zaroi de'aharon, that the chalala is not zaroi de'aharon. Similar Lashon HaGemara Masechtas Kedushin Daf Samech Vavam and Aleph, the story with Yanei HaMelech, where the Gemara says it was a zokein who wasn't happy with the fact that Yanei thought he was the Kohen Gadol, so he told him, it's enough that you have Keser Malchus, Hanach, leave the Keser Kohuna, Lizari Shalahar. Now, what was wrong with Yanei HaMelech? He was a cholo. So you see that the cholo was not considered Zari Shalahar. And that's the Pashup Shad in the Lashon HaRambam, and Azayiz Mavur very clearly in different Gemaras. But we spoke out yesterday from Reb Chaim in Chedushi, Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi al HaRambam, Perik Yizayin Hilchas Yisurei Biyah, where Reb Chaim said that there's really a second din. In other words, it's true that a cholo is Miloshen Chilo. It was nischalal on some level his kahuna. And the gedder of a cholol is that harei kazar. But really there's a second din that every single cholol and chalala has, and that is that there's a psul, a pgam called cholol and a pgam called chalala. Just like there's something called mamzer and there's something called zayna, there's also a toyar. There is a status that a person can have that this person is a cholol and this person is a chalala. Meaning it's true that every cholol loses on some level his kuhuna, but at the same time, there's also a positive psul that's chal on the cholol and the chalala, and the name of that psul is cholol and chalala, respectively. Reb Chaim's raya was because you find that even a Yisraelis, a zara, could become a chalala. Because we said there's one way to become a cholol, but there are two ways to become a chalala: either a girl that's born to a psule kuhuna, or a woman that was nivela to a kain. So if you have a grusha who's a bas yisrael and she was nivela to a kain, she's now going to become a chalala. So Reb Chaim said, if the whole psul of chalala is that you're being mechalal my kahuna, so you have to have the kedusha in order for it to be in ischal. It's like saying somebody was mechalal Tuesday. You can be mechalal Shabbos, because Shabbos has kedusha, but you can't be mechalal Tuesday. So Reb Chaim said, how could a Yisraelis be nischalal? It doesn't make sense. Baal Karchach said, Reb Chaim, must be there's a second din. There's a psul chalal, there's a psul chalala, and that psul chalala, and that psul chalala is something that shayach even to Yisrael. And Reb Chaim went on and he spoke at a whole bunch of different nafkaminas, a long piece, and Reb Chaim and Sefer, we shtal the tzu to the Ritva Makis Daf Beis, and the Ritva Makis Yevamis Daf Memhei, where it's Mavur, that the Ritva also held that it's possible to have a man, a Zachar, Yisrael, that's going to have a Psul Chalom, Eden Anubish, Plainush, Ben Gerushim, and Chalutza. We shtal the tzu to Reb Chaim, but that was all yesterday's way. But I'll kopon him. What came out from yesterday is that there's two dinim in the psul chalal, two dinim in the psul chalal. Number one, that a chol and a chalala are like zarim. There's a chil on some level in the kahuna. And number two, there's also a positive psul. There's a psul called chalal, there's a psul called chalala, similar to there being a psul called mamzer and a psul called mamzeres. But there's another knech, and really there's another oimek in the psul cholol and chalala. Again, this is foundational, no grace of chedushim, that I think needs to be spoken out la'ashlam asa'inyan. And that is, we learned a lot in Perek Ha'aral about the Pitzua Daka. And there was a Gemara on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara said, Bo minei Rav Sheshes, the Talmidim asked Rav Sheshes, Ptsua daka koyen, mau b'giyoyres u'mishuchreres. A koyen that's a ptsua daka, is he allowed to marry a giyoyres, or is he not allowed to marry a giyoyres? A giyoyres, a koyen's not allowed to marry, and the reason is because every giyoyres is b'cheska zoyin. The question then is, a ptsua daka koyen, can he or can he not? What was the shayla? B'kdusha say koyen v'aser. Do we say that even though the koyen's a ptsua daka, but he still has kedushas kuna, so if he has kedushas kuna, so he's not allowed to marry a or maybe he loses his kedusha because he's a petzua daka. A petzua daka is lo yovei bekal Hashem, so you can hear why he would lose his kedusha. And if he loses his kedusha, so then b'shari that it's going to be mutter for him to marry this giyoris. That was the shaila that the Gemara asked. So boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. What's the halacha related to a petzua daka koyin? The halacha the Rambam brings. Lemaisa that a ptsua daka koyin is lav b'kedushas a koyin, and the halacha is he's allowed to marry a giyoris and a mishuchreres, and by the way, a grusha and a chalala for that matter, he doesn't have this psal. Why? Because a ptsua daka, being that he's also loved b'kal Hashem, so he loses his status, and included in losing his status is he's going to lose his kedusha as well. The chelkes mechoykik and other achroinim ask a bomb b'kasha on this gemara. That's when the Mishnah. In the beginning of Perek Aral, the Mishnah said that a ptsua daka krus shivcha, if you have a ptsua daka krus shivcha, their kohanim hein va'avdeim yoichlu, them and their avodim are allowed to eat truma, unasheim lo yoichlu. However, their wives are not allowed to eat truma. They could eat truma because why not? Their wives can't eat truma because being the loyov of ptsua daka become Hashem. So it comes out that if they're living together with their wives are going to become chalala. Chalala is not allowed to eat truma. But the Mishnah says clearly that a ptsua daka koyin is allowed to eat truma. So freik the chalkas mechoikik, it's a pella. How do you reconcile these two sugyas? Boy, my name is Rav Sheshes, Psua Daka Koyein, Mao Bigi Yoyres. And the Gemara came out loud, Big Tusha Se Koy, that he's Mutta Bigi Yoyres, which means that a Psua Daka Koyein loses his Ktusha. So if he loses his Ktusha, how could he eat Truma? And what was even the Shaila in the Gemara? How could the Gemara have gotten up and I involve him in Aleph and Klerda Chakira? Could a Psua Daka Koyein eat Truma? Could he not eat Truma? Could he marry a Giyoyres and not marry a Giyoyres? Of course, L'chaira, he can't. If he can eat truma, that means he's b'kedushasei koy. So it's a pella. On the one hand, you find that the ptsua daka koyein doesn't have kedusha. He's allowed to marry all the psulei kuna. But then again, you see, he does have kedusha that he's allowed to eat truma. L'chayre maman of shach. If he has kedusha that he can eat truma, then he should be also in the psulei kuna. And if he's mutter in the psulei kuna, that means he has no kedusha. And if he has no kedusha, he shouldn't be able to eat truma. So the Chalkas Mechoikik says, and really the Achroinim say, that it's mavur from this kasha, a tremendous yesoid. And that is, that really every single Kohen has a right to eat truma for two reasons. Number one, a Kohen has a right to eat truma, val erzdach a Kohen. I'm a Kohen, so if I'm a Kohen, I'm allowed to eat truma. But v'oid, every single Kohen is allowed to eat truma because his father's a Kohen. And being that your father's a Kayan, you're Yalid Beisai of a Kayan, Yalid Beisai of a Kayan is also a Svara for you to be able to eat Truma. And the emes is, if you think about it in Svara, it's very, very logical. A Bas Kayan's allowed to eat Truma. Why? Because she's Yalid Beisai of her father. The Evet Knani and the Shifcha Knanis of a Kayan are allowed to eat Truma. The Behem of a Kayan's allowed to eat Truma. So why would the son of a Kayan be any different? So the truth is that every single Kayan has two Bechinas, two Dinim, two Sibais why he should be allowed to eat Truma. Number one, he's allowed to eat Truma because he has a Schus Atzmi. And number two, he should be allowed to eat Truma because he's the son of a Kayan. And being that his father, the Kayan, has the ability to give him a right to eat, being that his father's eating Truma, so he's no different than the daughter, he's no different than the Evan and the Shifcha and the Behemoth maybe, Kinyan Kaspoy, the wife, and the bottom line is, he too would be able to eat Truma. One of the Achroinim that say this, he says, Ramei Simcha. Ramei Simcha in a Meshech Chachma, Parshas Korach. So the Pasuk over there, it's one of the many Psukim that talk about the mitzvah of Truma. And it says in the Pasuk, V'zeh l'cha trumas matanam, l'cha t'nufes b'nei Yisrael, l'cha nesatim u'levanecha, v'levnoitzecha, idcha l'cha g'aylam, kol tar b'veischa yoicha lo'isnoi. So the Pasuk says, kol tar b'veischa yoicha lo'isnoi. And the question is, what's that Pasuk coming to be marba? Zokner Meir Simcha, Kedarka, he says drasha sometimes, that maybe what this Pasuk was coming to say, it was coming to be marba Pinchas. Pinchas himself. This is in Parashas Korach, and at that time, Pinchas was not a kohen. And the reason Pinchas was not a kohen at that time is because Pinchas wasn't a skyin, the chalik is in the Gemara, when? Either after the Maaseh with Zimri, some say it happened even years later, but at that time, he for sure wasn't a kohen. And because he wasn't a kohen, and really there were a lot of people then that weren't kohanim, because all the kohanim that were born to fathers kohanim, but whose fathers weren't Kehanim at the time that they were born, they were really not Kehanim. You needed Mashicha in order to become a Kohen. So Pinchas, the classic example, was not a Kohen at that point. And because he wasn't a Kohen, you could have thought, maybe he's not allowed to eat Truma. Mechtes he should eat Truma. So Rav Meir Simcha says, that's what the Pasuk means, Kol Tor Beveischa Yoichal Oisai. Yitochen, says Rav Meir Simcha, Yitochen, Leman Do Amar Leiniskayim Pinchas, until years later, Im Kein Komach a Pinchas Yoichal Chazav Eshoit. Gam Bikurim, he says, Kus Kimin Shep Noisav Oichlim, if the daughter's allowed to eat, so can Yoichlu Pinchas Ubanav? Why should Pinchas be any different than a daughter? So like this will also be able to eat. This var. It's mavur, this yisoid, that a kohen's allowed to eat really for two reasons. Number one, the kohen's allowed to eat because Era Lane's a kohen. And number two, a kohen's allowed to eat because he's the son of a kohen. And that also gives him a right to be able. So zok techelkes mechoykek, that yesh loimar. A petsu adaka loses his kedushas kohuna. And as a result, that's the gemara I involve. That a ptua daka is labik tushasi koi, and that's why he's mutabigi yoyres. He's like Mary Azoy, he's like Mary Grusha. The reason is because he loses his kedusha. Aye, isn't it a mafurisha Mishnah? The Mishnah says ptua daka, hein vavodav are allowed to eat. The Torah says, yeah, he's allowed to eat because at the end of the day, he's like gara from any ben koin. He's like gara from a bas koin. Als the elit basei shaboy. That's why he'd be able to eat truma. But Enochanam, he's not eating truma, als the fact that he has his own schus to eat truma. Als schus atzmi, als kedusha, that he wouldn't be able to eat. He's not eating als kedusha. He's eating else he would base of a kayin, and because he would base of a kayin, that's something that he'd be able to eat. L'chura, l'fize, daf min shtelen, a very stark kasha. That is, a cholol is not ready truma. Why is a cholol not ready truma? Because nischalol k'dushasa. Because he was nischalol, therefore, he's not ready truma. He's a zar, even as a psul cholol. But the bottom line is, a cholol is not ready truma. L'chayr, it's a pella. Why can't a zar eat truma? He should be able to eat truma als the chelkas mechayk second din. Als at the end of the day, he's the son of a kohen. Als the meshachachmo. Why is he worse than Pinchas? Meaning, if we're telling and we're spim echadish that there's a new din, there's a new halacha, that a petzua daka, even though mitzad kedushas atzma, he wouldn't be able to eat truma. But at the, he's like gara from any ben kohen, and als ben kohen is allowed to eat truma. So l'chura, if that's the case, why don't we say the same thing about a cholol? Why don't we say that every single cholol, even though he doesn't have a schus atzma to be able to eat, but als his father should be able to eat. L'chur, it's a very, very shver kasha. What's the difference between the p'tzua daka and the cholo? The p'tzua daka doesn't have k'tushas atzmai. The haraya is muta b'zayna. Afal pikein, he can eat truma. Why? Alts the mishpacha. Alts the mishpacha. So l'chur, why is he any different? At the end of the day, it's fine. He lost his kedusha. Beseder. Let him be muta to a zayna. Let him be muta to a grusha. Let him be muta to a chalala. But l'chur, alts mishpacha, alts yichos. Als this meshachach men parashas kairach, als the chelkas mechaykik, als that then you should be able to eat shum. L'chur, it's a starke kasha. Oh, but the teretz is pashit. The teretz is, what's the lashon of Gemara Masechtas Yevamos? The Gemara says, chalala lav zaroi de'aharni. What was the lashon of Gemara Kedushin daf samich vav? Leave the kesek kohuna lezaroi de'aharon. The lashon of Gemara was not that it's simply nischalol the kedusha. The chiddush of a cholol is that he loses all yichus. He's not even zaroi shel aharon. He's not someone that could trace his ancestry all the way back to aharon hakohen. Technically he could, but because he's a cholol, he gets whacked off, and he has no yichus. He has no yichus. There's a concept sometimes when mafker a person's yichus. Right, you find it by avadim, or by any yehudim, there's such a concept. But that's what's happening over here, is the cholol loses his yichus from Zarei Shel Aharon. It's not just a chsaron in kedushas kohuna. If it was only kedushas kohuna, so you'd say he's like Gora from an Eved Kenani, who doesn't have kedushas kohuna, but al tzkin yekasbi is allowed to eat truma. So why should he be able to eat truma either? The teretz is, it's a chsaron. It's a hafka in the zarei shel aharon, in his yichus from aharon, and that's the oimek of a cholol. A cholol is number one. It's nischalol. It's miloshin chilul kedusha. It's nischalol. It's kedusha. Reb Chaim, that a cholol is someone that has a psul. There's a chaloy shem psul that's chal on the cholol, and va'oid on a deeper level. It's really the deeper understanding of the first side, and that is every single cholol is also lav zarei shel aharon. So any schus that he would have out being zarei, forget about kedushas kohuna. Kedushas kohuna zicha doesn't have, but even out being zarei shel aharon, even that's something that he wouldn't have. Again, just to clarify and understand a little bit better what the psul of a cholol and a chalola is.